All right. Welcome to Philly Speaks on WRNB and 100.3 FM. I am your host, Senator Vincent Hughes, and this is not Tiffany Stannard sitting next to me. This is Dr. R.G. Allen Wilson. And I noticed, like, we sit in chairs, Philly Speaks family, just you listening, just imagine we're sitting in chairs, and for some reason, Dr. R.G. Allen Wilson's chair is, like, 2 feet higher than my chair. Okay.
Maybe I'm taller than you, Senator.
In your chair, yes, in your chair. All right, say hello to the people, Dr. R.G. Allen Wilson.
Good morning, good Sunday morning. It's good to be here with the birthday man.
Oh, the birthday man.
Happy birthday, Senator.
It's incredible turning 39.
I know, you did so much in such a young
24 years, been 39.
Yeah, 24 years, you've been 39.
That about that,
you
give
take
or take.
Take that to your mama.
Give or take, yes. Do not talk about her, she is listening right now. And if you say something wrong, she will drive over here.
I'm not having that.
She will drive over here and grab you up by the neck.
I'm not having that. I still want to stay in your mom's good graces.
I'm telling you.
How they say in Parliament, shoot you with the bop gun.
Shoot you with the bop gun. And they were in town Friday night, and I missed the concert. Okay? George Clinton, the P-Funk All-Stars, the whole crew was in town Friday night.
Where were they?
I think they were at Parks.
Yeah.
Oh, at Parks. Wow.
Yes, they were at Parks. I usually don't miss them when I get
there. How'd you miss that?
I don't know. Blame it on my wife not being here.
Evidently, because, you know.
Because if she would have here, we would have done that.
Yeah.
We would have done that.
Well, we got to keep you guys together.
Please, yes.
Especially if we're sorors. We're deltas. Yes, okay, we got to keep you guys together.
Looking for good relationships. All right, Philly Speaks family. It's cloudy outside. I'm sure you could see that. A little bit brisk. Big difference than what yesterday's temperature was. It was in the 80s.
Yesterday was the last hurrah.
Might be something coming up.
Last hurrah.
Yeah, okay. Well, with global warming, highly likely.
I'm holding out hope.
Highly likely. Keep hope alive is a good reverend.
I'm not trying to turn the heat on yet.
Nope. Well, too late for me. Going to my house. That's why we had PGW on the last couple of Sundays. They can give us the 411.
I think Morgan did turn it on a couple nights.
Morgan ain't no fool. All right. The current temperature right now is 57 degrees. Expected highs to be 66. Cloudy. Anticipate clouds all day today. And, of course, it's always an Eagle Sunday.
That's
always.
Right.
An Eagle Sunday.
Go Eagles.
Go Eagles.
Go Eagles.
And good run for our
good
Phillies.
Good run for the Phillies. I was a little hurt. I think everybody was a little hurt, but
good run for the Phillies.
We got to the dance.
It was just high expectations for a while, and then
next
year.
They were hitting them home runs on the front end of that series, but then it.
Well, when the bases were loaded, that was the hurt piece.
What you know about baseball?
First of all,
Morgan, uncle. For what you told her. Yeah, okay, go ahead, uncle. Go ahead.
Listen, my uncle Pat Kelly played for the Baltimore Orioles for years.
For real.
And my other uncle, Leroy Kelly.
Yes, here we go. We're always going to talk about Uncle Leroy.
He played for the Cleveland Browns.
Yes,
he's a Hall of Famer.
Yes,
so,
he did.
So I'm not an athlete, but I
per
do
se.
Know a little something about
per
sports.
Per se. Very good.
Per se. So I know about bases loaded.
She knows about stranded runners.
Yes, stranded runners.
Yeah, okay. They just left them there.
Yes, just left them there. Went home.
It's horrible.
The runners didn't go home. They did. So, all right.
She put the extra emotion in there. It's horrible.
It's horrible. Yes.
I was so emotionally distraught.
I had to talk to my therapist.
Yeah, how about that? Yes. Everybody needed to talk to a therapist the next day. Yeah,
exactly. Especially the players, all right? So look, a couple major developments in a lot of different spaces. We'll focus locally this morning. We do have a settled contract by the Transport Workers Union Local 234. These are the folks who are picking it up and putting it down with our buses and our SEPTA system. Settled a 1-year contract, I believe, this past Friday. And in the context of a really, really, really sad tragedy where one of their drivers, Bernard Gribben, was murdered. Sitting in his bus, trying to complete his route.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to bring on We want to talk about that for a few minutes. We want to bring on the head of Local 234, TW Local 234, Brian Pollitt, to talk about the settlement and to share with us what he can share with us about Bernard and his family. But we want to hear from the head of the union first so he can describe to us the settlement, the fact that it is a one-year deal, and I'll, again, talk to us about Bernard. Brian, welcome to Philly Speaks. How you doing this morning, sir?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
It's mixed feelings. I'm glad you guys settled. You know I'm happy you guys settled. And I know my colleague, Tina Tartaglione, was advising and counseling all the way. I know that, okay? Because that's what she does. Tell us about the settlement, and then please tell us about Bernard and the kind of person he was and what we have to do to support his family, sir.
Well, first, with the settlement, you know, one thing for certain and two things for sure, Senator Tina Tartaglione is a trooper.
Yep.
She's our girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she pretty much, you know, she was a phone call away.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the negotiations. And if you get into negotiations, you know, my theme for the negotiations was pretty much the contract was based on, you know, getting the system back, the survival of the system. Over the last couple of years, you know, our system, you know, it's under siege. You
yep.
know, it's been taken over by the mentally ill, the drug addicted, and the homeless. You know, there's no deterrent, you know, on our platforms as well as on our buses. Hence, what transpired with, you know, our fallen soldier. I personally, in the local, you know, we've been pushing and pushing for the last 3.5 to 4 years and trying to, you know, tell Seth that something needs to be done because it's getting bad. It's getting mm-hmm. worse. Now, I went as far as taking former councilwoman Maria Sanchez yeah. out of Frankfurt Terminal. You know, I'm not the president who sits at the desk and delegates. I'm the president who put my finger on the pulse. So I'm mm-hmm. out in the street.
Mm-hmm.
And I met her midnight, 3 a.m. And I applauded her efforts because I didn't think, you know, that she would come out there and join me. And she came out there and joined me. And it was 3 hours of mayhem. And listen, it was me, you know, two of my guys, a councilwoman, 3 police officers, and her team. And those people did not care. They were making gestures at the bus operators, the police operators. I mean, the police officers had to pull a couple off of the bus, get them away from the operator. We saw everything from the drug pushing to the drug using. And this was early on in the process. After the councilwoman, you know, me and Larry Krasner and my secretary treasurer, Joe Cotio, we jumped on the L with the K&A, sidestepped all the dope, you know, the dope pushes and
yeah.
dope hits, just to show how bad the system has been. And, you know, he said a few words, but nothing ever transpired. My counselor and I went to the State House, and we asked the governor's staff if we could get the National Guard down here because
yeah.
enough. And, you know, then, you know, this happened, you know. And put it this way, if Leslie isn't woke, this tragedy should have awakened her. And I'm sorry I had to go right into this, but
it's all right. The man was murdered on the bus. So
the man was murdered.
On the
man was murdered on the bus.
Yeah,
the man was murdered. Who wakes up in the morning, you know, thinking that, you know, punching the clock, right? You know, going in, punching the clock will be the last clock I punch.
Mm.
So, Brian, before we transition there, tell us what the basics of the settlement are. It's a one-year deal. You get a few things, but it poises you to come back to the table almost immediately to try to get something done soon. What is that? And then we want to talk about, Brian, we want to talk about Bernard in a minute.
Right. Yeah. I apologize for going.
That's all right. That's all right.
But it's a serious situation. Yeah. Okay, the contract is a one-year deal. And from the beginning, we started talking July the 13th, and I promised myself that I would lock myself in around the clock until we got a deal. Nobody wants to strike. We don't want to strike because not only is it an inconvenience to my members, but it's an inconvenience to the citizens of this region and the ride public. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my members and the ride public are paramount importance to me. You know, I know the citizens of this region need something to get to work, make grocery, go to church, and do, you know, all the normal things. And, like, so I did what I had to do to try to make it happen. Now, one thing, you know, I told, you know, the press, I said, listen, I want to continue to bargain fairly. But in the event that it gets to a point where I have to pull a trigger, I will, because my membership gave me the green light to do so. Mm-hmm. I'm glad it didn't happen. Good. So the one-year deal, you know, I got wage increases, pension increases, you know, some work rule changes. And, you know, there's an issue of a tax base going on, from what I understand. It passed the House. You know, it has to be voted on by the Senate. There's a possibility that SEPTA may get additional funds. In the event that happens, we right back at the table, you know, after they receive those funds, and then we could, you know, finally get the the long-term deal with all.
Sounds,
you
know, good. Sounds good. So it basically poises us for if we do some other things structurally, to drive more money into mass transit. And that's a national problem. Most mass transit systems all across the country, like SEPTA and others, are having some serious financial crisis, have not rebounded from COVID. And as everybody remembers what happened with COVID, everything shut down at that point. Brian, talk to us, and this is where we really want to get into conversation about Bernard. Who was he? Talk to us about his family, and what we can do as a public to be supportive of him and his family.
Well, from what I got about Bernard, he worked out at the Midville Depot. His coworkers loved him. Mm-hmm. He was a genuinely nice guy. He had a wife and two children. They had the balloon ceremony last night, and you know, everyone was there. You know, it was sad, but it was it showed his family that he was really, really appreciated. Very, very nice guy, from what I understand. And you know, he's going to be missed. His coworkers are going to miss him. Everyone who walked past me last night, they had nothing but good things to say about him. Mm-hmm. Going forward, I'm just asking, you know, officials like yourself, you know, city council, and anyone who has the power to do something. I want everybody to recognize that this is a real issue. And it's only going to get worse. Mm-hmm. We're under, the system is under siege. I mean, it's so bad where the citizens don't even want to catch the bus anymore because they don't think it's safe anymore. Yeah. And city council, Leslie, the general manager, city council, the governor, we all watch the same news. We all read the same papers. You know, it's going on in our region where we're charged with doing something about this kind of stuff. And yet, you know, we've done nothing. I think this moment here should wake us up, and we should move towards finding a way to create a safe environment, you know, for the citizens of the region and everyone else involved.
Yeah. So, Brian, and thank you for that. Our hearts go out to Bernard and his family. What we're wondering, and this is close and dear to my heart because one of my cousins, he is a SEPTA driver for many years and was really close to Bernard. What are you all doing for the mental health and wellness for, you know, your SEPTA drivers, for your staff, for those who were close, very close to him, and are going to certainly be dealing with some grief and loss and sadness and depression, perhaps, as a result of this loss, and maybe even some fear and worry and anxiety with related to themselves and them leaving their house one day and this happening, given that the system is broken and you feel like the system is under siege?
Well, the moment that, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. That's you don't have to apologize.
Early in the morning, bro. We understand.
That is so ignorant. I'm sorry. No, listen, I was at the table when we got the call that had happened. I immediately spoke with AGM Scott Sauer. I told him that, you know, we were going to need as many grief counselors on the property as possible. I mean, these guys just lost a coworker that they worked together with for many years. You know, yesterday we have a nurse. She works for medical. Her name is Lorna. Lorna is a pretty good, nurse. And she used to be a 234 section officer, which is a labor advocate. But, you know, she stopped me and she told me if it was anything I needed from her office, you know, the members of the depot, if they need help, just like you were saying, you know, the grief or getting over the grief or, you know, need to speak to a counselor, all she is a phone call away. So we jumped on that the moment that we found about what happened. And it's not going to stop. Leslie made mention to, you know, her being involved in whatever we needed. She's going to do whatever she needs to bring the rest of the workforce there at Mizzou at ease. I mean, it's going to take a while. I mean, you work with a guy, you know, that's a really nice guy. Not to say he's a bad guy, but you work with somebody, you know, over those years and you genuinely develop relationships with the people, it's hard. It's hard. So I'm going to always be there for my membership, and I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that they're at a point where they can move forward.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. We call it long-term trauma, and yes, that trauma is not easily, you don't just get over it. You can grow through it, mm-hmm, but you do need safe places and spaces to process that trauma in order to develop the skills to move on. And you may, that balloon ceremony that you talked about was, yes, a wonderful start, along with maybe the counselors that you're speaking of. But I do want you to kind of take this message back to your team that it's going to be more long-term and not short-term.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is... You know, and Brian, it ties into what you started off with the conversation about the status of the system and the system just generally is in trauma. It's in trauma financially, and now because of Bernard's loss, it's in trauma emotionally, all right, mm-hmm, psychologically, and the system's got to be made whole, made better, because Brian and his team run the system, all right? And the broader public utilizes that system. This region could not function without a strong system. And the drivers and the operators are the ones that make it strong. Let's be real clear about that. They can't, you know, I know they're trying to get to automatic buses driving and all that other kind of stuff. It don't work without that crew, Brian's crew.
It don't work without that. Humanology.
Exactly, RG. Exactly. Mm-hmm. It does not work without Brian and his team. So, bro, we're here for you. Anytime you need to get a message out to the region, and you know, we stream live, so you can hear this all over the world. Anytime you need to get a message out, you give us a call. Let us know you got the hotline. Okay, bro? You know how to reach me. And we want to congratulate you for a one-year settlement, but we also want to talk about, you know, 1 year goes by very rapidly,
very quickly.
And we got to do the preparation work to get a long-term agreement in place for the operators, your crew, for the region, for the stability, and for the safety and security everybody in that system. So congratulations, man. And anything you need us to do for Bernard and Bernard's family, let us know, and we're right there. All right?
Thank you, sir. Thank you, everyone, for having me.
Appreciate Thank you, Brian. You.
Thanks for being up with us early in the morning, bro.
Okay, talk to you.
Appreciate you, man. Wow. That's Brian Pollitt, the head of Local 234, Transport Workers Union, Local 234. As everybody knows, a job action was avoided as a result of an agreement, a one-year agreement being put in place for the operators of our bus system, mostly our bus system, but, you know, they're throughout the entire region. This is one of the most prolific transportation regions in the country, rated extremely high because of how far
it reaches, right?
And the regularity and the dependability. But most transit systems like SEPTA are undergoing some significant challenges all across the country. We got to figure it out. One of those challenges was realized in the murder of driver Bernard Gribben. And so we stand in support of Bernard's family. We got to talk about after the break, RG. We're going to talk about what we sense as we start to get information, because it appears that the young lady who was arrested for committing that murder has been suffering from mental health issues.
Yeah, that's real.
And we got to talk about that, what that means in this conversation, the access and ability to get a firearm, okay? There's a whole nother story, right? So after this break, we'll come back. We'll talk about that.
We got work to do.
Exactly. We got Reggie Streeter coming on in a few minutes, the head of the school board, the president of the school board of the school district in Philadelphia. He's going to finish us out. But we're going to take this quick break. Don't go anywhere, Philly Speaks family. I am your host, Senator Vincent Hughes, and I'm joined by
Dr. RG.
Alan.
Wilson.
Morgan's best half. All right? And Morgan understands it. All right. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, family. It's Mina Say What. Ask